Your 8 o'clock news is read now by Brian Jennings.
The Climate Change Advisory Council has warned that Ireland will not meet its carbon budget targets unless urgent action is taken. In its annual review for 2023, it said that government still has not identified how carbon budgets are to be allocated to sectors and cautioned against clarity coming too late. Laura Fletcher reports.
The Climate Change Advisory Council has said that the pace at which government is implementing agreed climate policy is not acceptable, given the existential threat and impact of climate change on society. It noted that both spring and summer this year had seen a concerning series of unprecedented climate events, and should temperatures continue to rise, it said, Ireland will witness more extreme weather events such as heatwaves, droughts, storms and flooding. The Council said Ireland's first task was to reduce and ultimately prevent greenhouse gas emissions. Ireland's carbon budget targets were set in April last year, but the Council noted that government has still not identified just how these are being allocated to sectors. For example, it said that the sectoral emissions ceiling for the land use change and forestry sector had still not been set. Chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council, Mary Donnelly, warned against clarity for all sectors coming too late and said if we are to achieve our targets, sectors must be enabled to prepare their approach.
Severe heat waves are continuing to grip southern Europe, with record temperatures being recorded. Firefighters on the Greek islands of Rhodes and Corfu are again battling wildfires, with thousands of people evacuated from the islands. In Italy, Palermo's international airport was shut down overnight as fires burned around its perimeter. The wildfire is one of several on the island of Sicily. Meanwhile, a new report from the World Weather Attribution Group has found that the current heat waves in parts of Europe and North America would have been almost impossible without climate change. The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, is today expected to announce full public funding for a cycle of IVF for eligible couples from September. This will be the first time in the state that assisted human reproduction treatment is publicly funded. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
This plan, which the Cabinet will be updated on later this morning, follows on from the €10 million allocated in the budget for IVF funding. It's understood that an IVF cycle will be funded for those who have had no more than one privately funded cycle. The HSE will now finalise arrangements with private clinics. It's expected that the criteria for those eligible under the scheme will also be announced later today. These include couples having a known clinical cause of infertility, limits on maximum age, body mass index, and the number of children a couple have. These criteria were recommended by a working group of clinical experts, and a similar system is in place in other countries. Treatments involving the use of donated materials, however, will not be funded in September, but will become available after the necessary legislation and regulations are in place.
Many Irish charities failed to meet their obligations under governance standards last year, according to the charities regulator. Its latest annual report shows that 41% of charities failed to file their annual finances and activities on time in 2022. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Kinnealy.
Last year, there were 11,506 registered charities in Ireland. In order to ensure donors and the general public are informed about where their money is going, these charities are legally required to file annual reports within 10 months of the end of the financial year. According to the regulator of the sector, just 59% of charities submitted reports about their finances and their activities on time in 2022. While 73% had submitted their reports by the end of the year, the CEO of the charities regulator, Helen Martin, described the failure by some charities to make the deadline as very disappointing. The regulator's latest annual report also shows that there was a 13% increase compared to 2021 in the number of concerns raised by members of the public, one third of which related to governance issues.
A new report aiming to transform the current rail system has recommended that there should be an hourly train service between major cities and at least one train every 2 hours between other urban centres. The All-Ireland Strategic Rail Review, which makes 30 recommendations, wants faster speeds, improved frequency and new rail routes for people and freight, particularly across the west and north of the country. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For highly efficient, sustainable home heating for your new build, choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
Dry with sunny spells for most of this morning, apart from isolated showers in the north. It will turn cloudier this afternoon with scattered showers. Highest temperatures 17 to 20 degrees with light westerly winds.